Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and happy Monday. I'm so excited to be here today. So a little bit of news that I've been keeping under wraps for a bit until the actual award ceremony. The show that I host and produce on WSES, channel WSES, won an award. Psychic Medium Tony G, the TV show on WSES, actually won an award. I shouldn't say actually. It's a really good show. I believe it would win an award, and I'm very excited that it won an award. And I really want to thank WSES, of course, and Scott Miloff and Sarah, Ron, Rob, and Rich, because without them, that show doesn't happen. And I'm just so honored, and I'm so grateful that show won. Create a Life You Love also won an award. But it really is very special to me that on a community channel, a psychic show won. And that they recognized this show in this way. So, you know, just winning 2 awards on this station, one for Create a Life You Love, and then one for Psychic Medium is just beyond an honor, and I'm truly grateful. But I'm so happy that this work is... Do I use the word becoming a little bit more normal or not so woo-woo or scary to people that they could look at it for the content? I don't know. I just am very pleased about that. Okay. Having said all of that, I'm going to start taking callers. When I connect with you, please let me know your name and where you're from. And also, let me know your question or your connection, because the phone lines are full. Oh, my goodness, they're very full today. I try to be fair and get everybody in, and I know I cannot always get to everybody, but I try. To just be fair to everybody, just one question or one connection. And please... do not ask the question, can you tell me about my life, or can you tell me what they want to tell me? That's a private reading, and it takes a little bit longer to connect to that energy. Have a specific person and or a either a specific connection you want to make or a specific question. So here we go to the first caller, who is 270. Hello, 270. How are you today?
Hello, I'm fine, and congratulations on your award.
Oh, Thank you. I'm so excited. I try to act so humble and I try to be gracious, but I'm really not. I'm like, I want to scream it from the rooftop. It's kind of a big deal.
It is.
It really is. It's the Midwest Media Award. So it's all the community stations from the Midwest. And I'm just so excited that they... Because, you know, create a life a lot you love won last year, and it won this year again. But that's like more of a mainstream show. So this is, I'm just so excited that my spirit guides and my angels got the proper recognition. That's the deal.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Thank you so much. So what's your question or your connection?
Okay, my name is Joy. I'm calling from Kentucky, and my question is, I stopped speaking to my parents in January. It was more my father, not my mother, but since then I haven't spoken to them or talked to them, and I'm kind of wondering how that will play out. Will there have to be a confrontation, or will it just, they kind of like back off?
Okay, so, you have a grandmama on the other side, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because she's stepping in a lot. She's stepping in, and so you're getting a connection today, too. So she has a couple messages for you, and I'm happy she's giving you this message because I don't want to let my personal feelings interfere with this. Now, I've backed off from my mom. Mm-hmm. At times, because I felt it was necessary. I have siblings I don't speak with because we just have different life paths. I love them from a distance more than I can love them up close.
I understand.
And yes, we all have friends and or family like this, right? It doesn't make them right or wrong. It doesn't make me right or wrong. It just is what it is. But in this particular case, I don't want my personal, you know, jargon to get mixed with spirits. So your grandmama has stepped in, and the first thing she wants to say is, do what you need to do. And there's this, it's almost like the do what you got to do. And then the second thing she's saying is, in the world of things, how big is this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing that she is saying, and I've thought about this message when I've backed off from loved ones. And after I say this, there's more to be said, so don't just listen to this.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
If either of them passed, would you be okay with the final actions? Now, let me say something here.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, we just cannot, there's such a huge difference in our vibrations, energy, toxicity, whatever the world wants to call it, that it's just literally harmful for us to be in their energy. And if somebody is continually being toxic or harmful to you, you just, at some point, we have to love ourselves enough to say, I'm not letting abuse happen any longer. No more passive aggressive, funny comments that are constantly coming at me. At some point, we have to just say enough is enough. I wouldn't let a stranger on the street treat me this way just because we supposedly share blood. I'm not letting you treat
me. Yeah, all right.
So at some point, now look at this for your grandmama is saying, look at this for what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And then realize where you stand with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you are ready, you can write them a heartfelt letter stating your case, because during communication, people are so busy getting ready to defend themselves that they do not listen appropriately.
Right.
And a really nice letter might help that. And that, but if, you know, if you feel like in this moment, in this time, this is what you have to do, then it's okay to stand your ground. Now, in about a month, everything's going to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
In about a month, everything's going to come to, I don't know if it's come together or come to a head, whatever. In about a month, everything's going to be there. Okay?
Okay.
And you're gonna have a resolution or resolve to this. It
okay.
might get heated, but listen as much as you talk, but more importantly, understand all the words that are being said and why they're being said.
Okay.
That's the information that she's giving you, and she is saying within a month or in about a month's time, all of this will fall away, okay? But I do recommend that you write that heartfelt letter, if for no other reason, just yourself. Even if you never give it, you just have to write this for yourself just to get clear about what it is that's really, what's the trigger, what's the real trigger in this situation. Now, I always say ask yourself at least three whys, and then go one more. So why is this, whatever happened, why is it bothering me? And then search your mind. Okay, why is that? That then once you get that, but why is that bothering me? Search. And then once you get that why, and then you'll think you're at like, oh my gosh, this is my light bulb moment. Go one more, because there's still something under that we haven't addressed. And most of the time, when it's things with family, if they're not completely toxic and trying to drain our bank account or you know, just throwing jabs at us, it's a trigger from childhood that we haven't worked out. And we just have to look at that and say, okay, this is it. Now I'm better. Now, I'm going to say, I ask, there's some, she's having conflict here. I'm going to do the most basic clearing I can on this without getting too, I don't want to go too deep because I might miss it. So I'm going to do the most basic, biggest one. There's conflict with her and her parents. I obviously get a yes. Now, for anybody having conflict with their parents, let's clear this now. We're going to start clearing it. And instantly, I feel this in my heart and in my throat, which tells me feelings and not speaking. Somebody's not speaking their voice. It's coming out my right ear. Maybe somebody's feeling like they're not being heard. Maybe all three. I don't know. But whatever this is, and there's something somebody doesn't want to face. There's something somebody doesn't want to face. A gentle approach might work best for this, but hey, you know what? Details, details, details. Ask yourself why three times, write that letter, and within a month, everything is going to be concluded with this. It should be better done over resolved, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it. I have no intention of reaching out, but I will definitely do that.
Thank you so much, and I hope
you.
That I truly hope that peace comes to this situation, whatever
okay.
that looks like for. Like I said, you know, I'm not going to tell you. You have to listen. I have family members that somebody could tell me, we will give you the Powerball jackpot if you maintain. I would say you keep your money. Because my sanity is more important. You just keep that money. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. So I cannot tell you. Only you know the truth for you. But I will tell you, figure out the trigger and heal that. Because that will keep presenting in other people as you go along. Okay, love?
Okay. Thank you
okay.
very much. I do appreciate that.
Oh, you are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the week, okay?
Me too.
Thank you. Okay, I want you guys to know that tomorrow at 1 p.m., I will be recording Psychic Medium Tony G with WSCS using Blog Talk Radio. I already set up the show. Go ahead and follow this show and that show or I think if you follow one, you're following both, you'll get the notifications. And tomorrow we're going to be recording live in the studio at WSCS. So if you don't get through today, you know, call in tomorrow at 1 and I will get you through. I'll do my best to do my best to get you through. I'm going to go to the very next caller, and that is 239. Hello, 239. How are you?
Hi. Congratulations.
Thank
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. My name's Lana, and I'm calling from Florida.
I love Florida, Lana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I recently met a gentleman, and I would like to know if this will go further with him.
Yes. Okay, so can I please have just his first name, just so I can, like...
Terry.
Start. Terry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so the first thing I pick up on Terry, and please confirm if I'm picking up on the right energy, he can be very vivacious. He can kind of be the life of the party sort of thing going on at moments.
Yeah.
Is this
yeah.
the right? Okay, good. I got him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to tell you is, you know, we all have our party face and our private face. Terry does. On the outside, he's very vivacious. He's happy-go-lucky. He has this great persona. He is extremely lonely, and he is looking for someone to share his life with. He wants, as much as we all want the right person, he
mm-hmm.
wants someone who's kind of a fit. Now, he does need to go out. He does need to be social. And he's going to hope that, you know, he's going to have that expectation or hope that you also will be, like, doing some of these things with him. You're going to have to come out of your shell a little bit. You're going to have to really want to get out and do things. If Terry spends too much time in the house being a couch potato, he'll get into a depression. So you got to make sure you're out and about and doing things with him. That's your end of this deal, okay?
Okay.
And if you notice him sitting around too much, you have to get up and get out with him. That's his livelihood. That's where his good juju comes from. He fancies himself a bit of a handyman and will fix things if you allow him. He is very, he's a decent guy. Yeah, he really is. This has a really good potential to move forward and be a very good situation for the two of you. He might have some expectations of you that you're not ready for. But look at your own fear, understand where that's coming from and why, and then decide if you can get past that or move forward from that. Okay?
Okay, I see.
So,
yes,
yeah,
you
do have some fears, so I'm going to clear that. We all have fears in relationships, so who is ever listening, these fears can clear very quickly and easily for you and for them. I'm going to say that, you know, if you're hesitant to move forward, really try to find out why for yourself. He's a good guy. This has great potential. You two could make a really very powerful little situation and couple and have a very good go of it. So please make sure that you're looking into that and working with that, okay, within those parameters
okay.
of letting go of fear, because fear is what stops us from all that is good or God, okay?
Okay, yeah, I understand that, and yeah, thank you.
You are so welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, and thank you so
you.
Much for calling in today. Thank you.
Thank you.
And
bye-bye.
I look forward to hearing how all of this turns out.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. Have an amazing rest of the week, okay, Lana?
Thank you so much, Ethan.
Thank you. Okay, I'm here every Monday at noon taking callers, which is what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to go to 201. Hello, 201. How are you today?
Hi. First of all, congratulations on winning your award.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
So, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Shalina, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Shalina. How are you today?
I'm okay. Feeling like, you know, sometimes you just feel like you need someone that doesn't know you to give you some type of advice or guidance.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is what
all
made me call.
All the time.
Yes.
So what's your question or your situation?
So my situation is I'm kind of in the middle of trying to, I guess, separate from the father of my children. We've been together for 9 years. I did meet someone that kind of feels like it made me realize a lot of things that, about myself that I kind of was, like, I guess, putting on the back burner, and I actually feel happiness and love, and I'm smiling and I'm laughing, and I'm like, wow, I've really been putting blinders on for all these years. So I just want to know, how is this going to play out? Because I feel like I deserve to feel the things that I feel, and I just don't know how it's going to play out.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. Relationships are really tough. Let's both be very clear about that. Relationships are extremely difficult, and they do have a lot of dynamics to them, especially once children come in.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing I do want to say, and I want you to really embrace, is wherever you go, there you are, and you end up being the same person again. So as much as this relationship with your children's father may have been part of why you...
it's been like an ongoing thing.
Right.
Like, I'm not my authentic self there.
Right. And you have to make sure, and as women, we do this. As women, we get into a relationship and we start to try to please the guy and become who they want, or, you know, we get so wrapped up in everything we have to do, we forget to do us, to be us. So
exactly.
You have to make sure moving forward that no matter who you're with, you don't forget about you again. Because once we do that, we have the potential to do that again. And I'm really going to recommend this. New guy is a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to recommend you spend 6 months to a year on your own, learning and growing and being you. Get so strong in who you are and what you want out of this life, and this is coming from above, that it doesn't matter about the guy, because you've got this, you're solid, and you're like taking it. This guy is okay. He's a good guy. He does help you remember your authentic self. And I have to be careful about how I say this. Character is everything. Character is everything. So you want a character-driven man, someone who is in it for the long haul and not because there's a fallback. And I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I really hope it does. Now, your children's father is going to fight for you. He is going to make another attempt. And you can say, listen, I have this much invested with this guy. I'm going to tell him these things and give him another go of it, or another try at this. If you realize, and sometimes it is, sometimes it's just done, and he knows, your children's father knows he has been for lack of a better word, very, very shady with you. Extremely shady with you. It's been all about him.
Yes.
He's been riding high. And
it's like
and
the same,
we
same
allow
conversations
that.
Over 9 years and nothing changed.
Yeah. So sometimes it is just time to step out and start over. The new guy is good, but I feel like he's not your ever after guy. Sometimes we don't even have an ever after guy. He is teaching you a lot about love. He's teaching you a lot about yourself, but there is, like I want to call it a third guy coming in, and that'll happen about a year down the line. This other guy is going to come in and be someone that is a very powerful person in your life. Until that time, I want you to figure out you. And this is straight from up above. They're saying you need to figure out who you are and what you want before somebody can honor that. And you've forgotten who you are. You've forgotten what you want. So how can anybody give it to you? So over the next 6 months especially, just start, you know, kind of going out and experimenting and figuring out who you are now, because who you are now is very different than who you were 9 years ago.
Very much.
You've grown,
very much.
You've learned. You want to be an entrepreneur. You want to start a business. You want to do all these things, and you have got to get on that for you and for who you are. And for your future. And you cannot do that if an outside force is influencing you in a different direction. So get solid with you. Know who
you are.
It's
actually funny you say that, because the new person has been very motivational and inspiring me and saying, like, I can't, you don't see how your value, like,
yeah,
like, people don't see, you know what I mean? Like, you don't see yourself how other people see you. And that's been a lot of the things I've been learning from this person is, wow, like, you actually really motivate me to do something or inspire me to realize, like, I can do this.
Absolutely. And it's really, really important. I mean, super important that you embrace that and you figure out what this life means to you. And, you know, as women, we become girlfriends, wives, mothers, and we become employees, but we forget to be us. And it's really important that you figure out what you want you to look like.
Right.
What do you want you to look like at the end of the day? What do you want you to feel like? Start there. And I know you have some long-range plans, and it's time to put them in motion now and start working from that end.
What do I do next?
Well, I just keep getting that entrepreneur, 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 and I don't know right now exactly an entrepreneur at one what, but I'm going to tell you there's some definite business orient. You are very, very savvy, very powerful, and there's something you've been, I feel like there's something you've been wanting to do for a while, but it's been put on the back burner or maybe even buried a little bit. You just need to bring that out, okay, love?
Okay. But as far as like the nice relationship, I'm saying, I don't know what to do next as far as that. Because he's even like, so are we together? Are we not? What are we doing? Like,
You know what? I'm going to tell you over this guy can be a really good friend. He can be a really good friend. He can help motivate you. The father. Yeah. I don't have the right to tell you something's over, but you already know it's over. If you want to give it another go, you can. It won't work out. You guys will fall back into your same patterns again. And
exactly.
He is going to try to change, but he is who he is. He does love you.
Yeah.
He does love the kids, but he is who he is. If you want to try again, you can, but it's difficult to change somebody once those dynamics are already in place. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
So
thank you very much. I appreciate it.
absolutely use this time to figure out you. Stop worrying about everybody else and just do you. Okay, love?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You're so welcome. You're so, so welcome. Okay. Thank you for joining me today. I will be here every Monday.